Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Coming to you today with a topic I think you'll find enlightening and interesting. It's called Famine in the Land. Famine in the Land. The Word of God, the Bible says a lot about famines. Genesis 12:10. And there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. I think most people understand that what the word famine means. It's regarding hunger. It's regarding a lack of something, lack of things. It's often brought on by droughts, insect pestilences, things like that. Today, I want to approach the idea of a famine from a different angle, not what you typically see in the scripture or when people are talking about it in the world. I personally live in America, and in most all places, there is plenty. And if you're listening to this online, there's a good chance that you also live in a land that has plenty or enough, I can assume. Now, even though I live in America, a land of great wealth and plenty, I see famine all around me. That's what I want to talk about today. And while I know a few dear saints that do shine and show the following traits daily, in general, I want to say that I see a great lack of these characteristics and qualities that we're going to talk about all around me. It's due to sin, it's due to false religion, false gospels, and evil rising in these last days. So what can we expect, I guess? So let's talk about these famines that I see, what they are, and perhaps the goal here is that you and I can relate. Maybe we can ponder and seek to better portray these qualities within us for God's glory as we follow Christ. So here we go. Let's talk about famine in the land. I see a great famine or lack of truth all around me. John 3:21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest that are wrought in God. Yep, there's a great famine of truth all over, isn't there? How about this one? I see a famine and lack of wisdom. Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth, sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. I like that. How about, I see a famine and great lack of love. John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this all men shall know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Great famine of love going on. Jesus warned there'd be a lack of love in the last days. How about, I see a famine or great lack of holiness in the land around me and in the world. 1 Thess 3:13. To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Holiness matters, does it not? How about, I see a famine or a great lack of sound doctrine in the land. 1 Timothy 6:3. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to doctrine, which is according to godliness. Doctrine means instruction. There's a great famine of good doctrine today. How about, I see a famine or lack of righteousness, seeking that which is right with God? Matthew 6:33. Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. If you're seeking righteousness, you're not going to be living in a famine, are you? No. How about, I see a famine or a great lack of repentance. Luke 5:32. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. People think repentance is just feeling bad. They don't realize it's changing your mind, changing your ways, turning from your sin. How about, I see a great famine and lack of flesh killing. This would be mostly in the people that claim Christ. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts thereof. Yeah, we live in a very fleshly culture and world. If they would kill their flesh, that would keep them out of a lot of sin. The flesh leads to death. Amen. How about, I see a great famine or lack in the land of discernment. Hebrews 5:14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason have used their senses, exercising them to discern good and evil. Boy, we need a lot of that, don't we, in the world and the culture, discerning good and evil. People are very, very deceived when it comes to that. How about, I see a great famine or a lack in the land of unity? 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Perfect unity. What a famine we have of that today. We see compromise, false doctrine, false fellowship all over. How about, I see a great famine in the land or lack of obedience. Deuteronomy 28:62. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou would not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. God wants obedience. There's a great lack of that all around, including in churchianity today. How about, I see a famine or a great lack in the land of fear of God. Exodus 14:31. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. The Bible says, fear is the beginning of wisdom. We need more fear of God in the land, that's for sure. How about, I see a famine in the land and a lack of zeal. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous for good works. God requires that we be zealous for him. How about, I see a famine in the land and a great lack of knowledge. Psalm 14:4. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? The lack of knowledge means destruction, does it not? I see a great famine in the land and lack of humility today. Acts 20:19. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by lying in wait of the Jews. Paul suffered greatly for the gospel. He was a humble man living in humility. How about, I see a great famine or lack in the land of boldness? Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be in life or death. How about, I see a great famine in the land and lack of courage. We see a lot of cowardice things going on around us. Psalm 31:24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. How about, I see a great famine and a lack of maturity. Again, this would be for people claiming Christ. Matthew 5:48. Be ye therefore perfect, that means mature, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. How about, I see a famine or great lack in the land of forgiveness. Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. Psalm 130, verse 4. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Forgiveness of God. What a wonderful, joyous thing we get through Christ and the gospel. I see a famine in the land and a great lack of mercy. Matthew 9:13. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. I see a lack and a great famine in the land of one anothering. This would be of the saints of God. 1 John 4:11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. The Bible says over 50 times to one another, each other in the faith. How about, I see a great famine or lack in the land of hope. Both the world and many people claiming Christ live in great hopelessness. Psalm 16:9. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices, for my flesh also shall rest in hope. Christ is our great hope. Amen. How about, I see a great famine and lack in the land of disciple making. Matthew 28:19. Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So there's many more words we could talk about, key off of what I see a great lack of, a famine in the land, both the country I live in and the world. Now, if you find yourself in any of these areas lacking, it's a good time to take stock, to repent of them, and act and move to repent, act and move to improve upon them. And that would go for me as well. We need to be examining ourselves, making sure that we're not walking in these lacking qualities, living out a famine of spiritual life when God calls us to so much more. These qualities and the many more we could list are the fruit of His godly, holy, obedient people. So we best be about them every day, or we are unprofitable servants, are we not? Jesus said this in John 15:5. I'm the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. I just did a teaching on that. Much fruit. That would be all these qualities and characteristics and fruits of the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit that we just talked about. Let's not let our faith lives be lived out in a famine. Let us strive to be overflowing with much godly fruit for His glory, and to be a witness to others and to be encouragement to other saints around us, because He is a God of so much, not lacking. Amen. The alternative, what's the alternative? A lukewarm life. Yeah, that would be a famine, spiritual famine. And it's not a pleasant thing to ponder. This will be an eternity without Christ. Consider that. Not something we want to consider. So I hope that encourages you. We love you all. I want you to know I'm here to help you in this faith, not to live out in a famine. Look around you, your life, your culture, your body, your country, your world, and see the famines that are all around you. Then act to move against them in your life, and then call people to repentance from them, and lift up Christ, the gospel, and His word. That's our greatest defense against these things. This is why we labor daily online and in the streets, loving God, loving our neighbor, hating mediocrity, sin, and false ways, seeking to live a life of plenty, not famine. So go out there, avoid the famine, feast on the word of God via the gospel. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Make sure you're born of it. And then live out God's word in a new, glorious life, seeking Christ, preaching the gospel, making disciples, and living holy for this glorious God. I hope that encourages you today. Famine in the land. I hope your life is not a famine. If it is, act to change it. Let us know how we can help you. We serve a God of plenty. The word will feed us and make us strong. The world needs the truth of God's word, needs His people. God needs His people standing against the tide. lifting up his truth, wielding the sword of the Lord, Hebrews 4:12, sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts and divides. It brings life. What a glorious thing. Hey, this has been Brother James. I love you all. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Go out and have a glorious day. Feast on that word of God. Avoid the famine. God be praised.